I hate when guys like Asian girls. Oh, God.
But
that like, makes me want to eat a bullet.
Yeah.
Like you hate when people like you for a reason? Holy shit.
Yeah. No, I know. We've talked about this before.
Only 5'4", auto swipe the under 5 foot women. Have standards, auto left swipe everyone with children. It would make things so much
funny. Standards?
It would make things. You would think, right? Hmm? You would think just, do you have kids or not? Do you have fucking kids or not?
Yeah.
Like, seriously? Don't get duped. Thou shalt not get duped.
Yeah.
Go back to that one. Porn star search engine time machine. Have you ever wanted to look at naked pictures of your favorite porn star only to experience the shock of realizing that time marches on?
Yeah.
And the girl you thought was hot is too old now. Yeah. God, that happened to me with Brittany O'Neill, I want to say. Big old tits in the 90s, but whoa, did she... Well...
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't want to say anything negative because she...
Time marches on.
I really
on.
Appreciate the work she did when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
but,
right. You can't take that away.
Yeah, I really appreciate all the work she did when I was the age of the kids and cuties, but...
Oh, God.
Porn star search engine time machine to the rescue. Put in a name, specifically either a year or an age, and the search engine only shows you photos of your favorite star in her prime. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Suck Dick said that one. That's a pretty good one, buddy.
Way to go, Suck Dick.
Okay. Problem, the percentage of men that are man children increases daily and they don't use soap or shower. I've noticed that too.
Me too.
Solution, soap with an embedded laminated collectible pornographic picture. Oh, this is porno soap that doubles as a magic style playing card. You can masturbate and then battle your friends, but you have to get clean first. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We've got to launch a initiative on the stinkos.
Yeah.
Maybe Melania can do that in her second term because the cyberbullying thing was dumb. But
yeah, and the first lady always need a job. They always needed an initiative,
that.
Yeah.
And her accent just come out, look.
You stink.
American men.
Yeah.
You stink. You guys got a shower.
Yeah.
And you soap.
Right.
Every day. And
when people stink, I don't understand how they don't know it. Like, are they just...
I feel like I do.
Are they just nose blind to it?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. Or I'm like...
Maybe they breathe through their assholes and that's part
of
the problem.
Yeah, right? Fucking forgot to put on deodorant. You know, like, you ever just do that one day and you're like, I notice it immediately. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. Houseless is a trash can that if you try to crush the trash down further instead of take it out, it shoots back out in your face. So, like...
I don't want that to happen.
Do you deserve it then?
I want to be able to crush that fucker down.
Like that game Perfection, you remember as a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. It blows up.
Yep.
Kind of like that, except more like Pie Face, I guess. Hey, Dick, my idea is a daycare center that also rents out kids.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't think that would be any kind of problem?
This is already a no-go. Just
like
by that
Uber,
person's...
but...
Right.
That way, new parents can avoid uncomfortable confrontations with older friends and relatives who try to push outdated parenting beliefs onto your kids, like giving a crying baby candy or stuffing them full of cereal till they explode. Just rent a kid that looks similar to yours and let them fuck that one up instead. Oh, okay. That got a little complicated, but whatever. Cameron, my invention is a Chrome extension that periodically adds posts to your social media about how you are a struggling trans woman. Oh.
Mm.
This will throw off the annoying fuck stick who goes crawling through your Reddit post history, former tweets, looking for bullshit you said 5 years ago in order to discredit you. So you just poster?
Just get out in front of that shit with something else. Not bad.
Not a bad invention.
Not bad. Pretty good.
Let's see here. Trick jigsaw puzzles. Is your wife or girlfriend being too clingy? Is she pawing at your dick while you're trying to play video games or telling you stupid stories when you want to watch Star Trek? Keep her busy with a jigsaw puzzle where only half of the pieces fit together. Just jumble them up.
What the hell is that noise?
That's the fridge.
Oh.
Thank you. Yeah. Has that been bugging you the whole time?
Yeah.
God damn it. I didn't even hear it. All right, let's see. Here's more of the fan ones from Twitter. Oh, by the way, that guy, you remember that guy who wrote the really cringe letter to that girl and she ghosted him? He wrote that Civil War letter to her.
Yeah.
You remember that guy?
Yeah.
He sent me the letter.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So you want to read it here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Maybe we should read it at the... We read it here or during the regular show?
Well, I mean...
Probably the regular show.
If you want to, show. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want any more subscribers...
I just want the most people to hear it as possible.
No, you're right. Well, the regular
show. Read it on the regular show. We've got so much Maddie Locks here to get through. The Coke Master contact lenses that make all food and drinks look like dogs to women. So they'll stop eating and drinking.
Oh.
So one dog was harmed in the eating of this fun-sized bag of Doritos.
Yeah, yeah.
Sidwin Korist. A secret scratch ticket in every batch that sets off a GPS tracker when scratched. A man in a costume theme that matches the theme of the ticket comes and kicks the person holding it in the nuts. Oh, that's pretty good.
Wait, where does this go?
It's like a lottery ticket.
Oh.
But you can lose. So if you like one out of every 1,000, you scratch it, someone comes and kicks your
ass. Right, right. It's tracked.
Mm.
And you
pretty
just,
good.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Maybe you do it on your phone.
How do you know why do they have to announce why the ass kicking is coming like really quick?
No.
No, not even just like, police, open up, bam! You know, like.
Like a no knock?
I mean, like they announce like a 500 milliseconds before the fucking door's off the hinges.
I can't fucking believe that people defend that. God, like that. I'm reading all day, people are like, well, you know, that's legal. Like, why are you saying it's legal over and over? Like, that's. It's like, well, they announced they were police. Yeah, so do criminals.
True.
Oh, I'm not gonna hurt you. Like, you ever answer a door and somebody's just being weird as fuck, and they're like, "Hey, man, can I just use your phone?"
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't think so. They lie all the time.
Yeah.
Criminals lie all the time. It's just weird. Those people could join the
exceptionals.
Yeah, exceptional military.
The exceptionals.
We gotta stop criminals, or else they'll get away. They'll flush all their drugs down the toilet and they'll get away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. They'll destroy all the evidence. No.
Mm-hmm. Good. Nobody else can use them.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of a problem solved anyway, Ben?
Because, you know, the cops are just going to sell them later and add fucking rooms to their houses.
What kind of evidence are they getting? I don't even understand it at all. Like, what is the whole deal with no-knock warrants? Well, they're going to get rid of evidence. Like what? Like a bunch of cut-up bodies in the freezer? They're going to flush all of it?
Well, but the no-knock warrants, I mean, they might be arresting a murderer. You know what I mean? They want the element of surprise, right?
That's what they're for?
I mean, that's part of it. Like, it's, right? So, you catch the guy snoozing.
What? You knock on the door and he just blasts you?
Or he fucking gets out the back window or I don't know.
Can't you just sit there and wait for him to come out? Like, what kind of, is this murder?
Well, but he could, he could have weapons. He could have, all that kind of shit.
And so you don't have the element of surprise? Like, I'm arresting a murderer. I'm sitting here. Well, he's going to come out sooner or later. Oh, there he is. Hey, dude, fucking stop. I've got a warrant for your arrest.
Well, I think they're trying to... limit the possibility that he gets the drop on them.
By breaking into a fucking house with a battering ram and screaming?
I don't know. I'm just riffing here. I don't know. I've never served a warrant.
I don't get it at all. Just go sit outside.
Yeah.
What is it? Just sit on your, like most problems, this can be solved by sitting on your ass.
Yeah, right.
A hat that detonates with a large firecracker in response to being snatched off your head.
Hmm. That's pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
I'd give up a hat to blow somebody's fingers off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever? You know what else you could do?
What?
Just have a hat, like a Trump hat.
Yeah.
Come all over it.
Again. Again.
Then you put a little sticker inside, like, somebody this hat's been cummed in.
Somebody get fucking Gore-Tex on that. You know what I mean? Like some kind of a...
I got your hat, dude. Like, hey, read the brim. This hat's been cummed on. Fuck by Trump. This hat has been cummed on by Trump.
And like DuPont will make some kind of a cum wicking fabric or something, to repel it.
I've reverted to like base criminality.
Sure.
Like the criminal insane ward in Silence of the Lambs, where throwing cum is
Yeah.
Is the way to communicate.
Sure.
Pete Hainsman, ever had someone yell at you for no reason and pretend you're the idiot for not understanding why they're throwing a temper tantrum?
Yeah, my entire childhood.
Yeah. We need an app that will record someone's hilariously stupid tirade and then convert it from their voice to the voice of a famous news anchor from a news outlet they disagree with.
Oh, that's funny.
They might think they are making totally reasonable and sound arguments, but hearing someone else they always think is a stupid, manipulative brainwasher regurgitate their words.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Good one. Good one.
Reese Marr, bigger tits.
You have to be faced with the fact that like those are your words.
Yeah.
Listen to how stupid that sounds.
Just record it and then here you go. Here's
damn, I like that one.
Here's Anderson Cooper saying that right back.
Yeah.
Here's Bill O'Reilly, whatever.
Right, whatever.
Right back
yeah.
in your face. Bigger tits.
Some pompous asshole.
Bigger tits Snapchat filter.
Okay.
We literally have the technology to do this and nobody's done it yet. Yeah. Well, they've got that anime person filter.
That's usually part of the package, isn't it? I mean, the tits get bigger.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So,
God damn, come on. Just put it on. You put that thing on, line your girl up, right? Sit back, put that anime filter on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good night.
Okay.
Get a little loaded, have a couple high lifes, a couple tall boys.
It's the champagne of beers.
Load up that Snapchat anime thing. I might do it right now to you, Sean.
Don't do that.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
Oh, that shit's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah, load that bitch up with an anime filter. Oh! Mm. 3D is disgusting.
Oh.
Vash Feingold. Gatekeeping hobbies online early and often. Too many hobbies are being taken over by people who genuinely don't like the hobby.
Hmm.
They make rules and gatekeep out everyone who was there previously. Yeah. You were, gatekeeping wasn't always around, right? Do you know what gatekeeping is?
Yeah.
Like you're not a real into Pokemon unless you have like a Charizard.
All of a sudden they become like the gatekeepers of like what it is to be a fan or a participant in this. And like
you're not a lesbian if you have a dick. That's like gatekeeping.
Unless you're into it like I'm into it, you're just a fucking poser, right? I mean.
Yeah. Like if you're not black, you ain't black.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Classic gatekeeping.
Yes.
I thought that was fine. I don't know why we're trying to get rid of that.
I don't know.
James Stewart, a game to use with augmented reality goggles that makes good looking people appear naked.
Okay.
And ugly people look like letterboxes. You know, I don't know if that would work. I ran Ian Miles Chong. Do you know who that guy is?
No.
I ran him through that black converter thing. It has a thing where it tells you how hot you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it detected Ian Miles Chong as a woman and said that she was 90% attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty attractive for a hideous man. So I don't know if we're quite there yet. Quality Penis says a prosthetic you can bolt onto your girlfriend's legs that make her walk the same speed as you.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
with the bolt on, you're dating Darth fucking Vader. Screw it right in the bone there.
It is.
Keep up. God.
God, I'm tired of fucking turning around and talking.
I know,
I can't fucking hear you if you're 2 feet in front of me talking into the air.
Yeah, I know. I know.
How do you not know that right here is the ideal place?
Right.
It's just a trick for you to hold their hands. That's why they do that.
Yeah, that's true,
too. Still, you got to fucking yank them like kids.
Yeah.
We're going to the dentist. Now we're just fucking Disneyland will be open all day. Fucking stop running.
A government-funded program that Dark Joan, that picks up all the piles of shit in the streets of San Francisco and recycles them into organic bricks to build homeless shelters with. Wow, that would be great. Mm. Just picking up all the shit off the street, like a first world country. Mm. Mm-hmm. James Latham, a step-by-step mechanical guide to flirting for autismos. Mm. I swear my socially retarded ass has missed out on a lot of tail because I didn't realize she was into me. Yeah, I mean, because the unfortunate thing is, it's just one step.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, she's into you.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not, like, it doesn't matter. Like, who cares?
That's true.
Just go for it anyway. Like, what is the big fucking deal? Mark Prozia, wear BLM shirts to a funeral. So if you get questioned about why there are no people breaking social distancing, claim it's a peaceful protest against racism. Bonus, threaten the officer with going to the media, arresting people supporting Black Lives Matter. Yeah, I guess that just won't work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, I wish it would, but we all know it wouldn't. Mike Daly, a bottle of Clorox wipes that sounds an alarm when left open for more than 10 seconds.
Mm.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Some people don't put lids on things.
Some people.
Yeah.
They really, those people are a big problem.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They know who they are.
Yeah, maybe like a chess clock. Like, I'm taking the lid off of this thing.
Yeah.
Kind of button release lid that starts just fucking screaming when it's not put on. Right. Lars Erik Clausen, three sets of internet, normal net, stupid shit net, and thought net. I think we have this. Normal net for all your information needs. Stupid shit net for all the school teachers who post, we want to know how quick this picture spreads on the internet. And thought net for thoughts. A strict hierarchy will be enforced. You can post information on stupid shit net, but if you try to post shit on normal net, you will be banned. Mm-hmm. Same if you try to post thought stuff on stupid shit net.
Stay in your lane.
That way we can contain idiots and thoughts in the lower levels. How come people don't like thoughts?
I don't know.
They're great. Maybe I belong on ThoughtNet and stupid shit.
Whatever.
Net. I don't want to be on normal shit net where people are talking about serious things.
Yeah, no. The other two sound much more
much
fun.
Better.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. We have a name. We have a name for you on normal shit yet net that we're not allowed to use on normal shit net.
Yeah.
World peace will finally be achieved. Yeah, I think you're right. Eric Wong, sunglasses with rear view mirrors on the sides.
Well, they have those.
Would you want that?
That's already, like...
How big are they?
Fucking bicyclers have, like, had those for years, so they can see traffic coming up behind them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And water bottles made from pure sodium to give as gifts to people you hate. Will that make them explode?
Well, I mean, they'll definitely gain some water weight, I'd say.
Oh, is that what it is? Makes them fat?
Well, I mean, you just retain water, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Anthony Charles Cordero, Esquire, an anime lolly canceler. Again, with the... I can't fucking take it anymore.
You, sir, are exceptional.
Isn't worrying about kids, like, putting your resources into caring about other people's kids, doesn't that make you a cuck? So, like, being worried about children, if you are worried about children that aren't yours and, like, putting resources into helping them, aren't you literally a cuck?
I mean, that's else's kid. I mean,
yeah. I got to care so much about all these other kids. Like, how much you want to put are you putting all your energy into it? Yeah, I'm just putting some time and energy into caring about other people's. Yeah, you're cucked then.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, I didn't invent the fucking word.
I call them like I see them.
I just know that there's something inherently wrong with it. That's all.
Sure.
And that's you. Anime lolly canceler, when an anime has questionably drawn character do questionable things for their questionable age, the lolly canceler redraws and reproportions them to adult characters. Oh, wow. That's great. And won't mess with a single anime story either, because they all treat their child characters like adults anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, we got any more of these? Got an advice one, then we could do Maddie Locks.
Okay.
What do we got here?
Advice.
There's just so much Maddie Locks to go through. And honestly, it's all I want to do is watch the fucking and then,
I mean, we've been going about an hour. We could fucking get going with Maddie Locks.
Fucking,
right? I mean,
Maddox did an interview with a guy like about film, like a guy interviewed. It's an hour long interview where he goes on and on about,
who interviews him?
I don't know.
Like, about anything.
Hold on. I gotta play a little bit of it. It's so fucking stupid. I don't know how to cover it either because it's so long. It's like, I don't know if we can cover it. Like, I think so because we're adding so much commentary to it.
Is it like somebody in other countries?
You know what? Maybe I'll ask this guy's permission if we can do it for another bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. This guy said picked Maddox's brain about movies and his original viewings of The Room.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, lessons in filmmaking, is this guy's...
Okay, so he's the filmmaker. Okay,
I guess. I don't know. I doubt it.
Okay, yeah, I thought George was positioning himself as the filmmaker.
Well, if he's being interviewed by a guy...
Then he... yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he's a good filmmaker.
Yeah, here, lessons in filmmaking.
Oh, that sounds like a film reel.
That sounds like a reel.
I see how serious he is.
With Villain Traub.
And a fucking...
Villain Traub.
Okay.
So I'm here with Maddox, and it's funny because, you know, just before this, I was asking you, do you prefer to go by George or Maddox? Because I joked that you're sort of like this rap-like figure, and I was expecting you to say George, but no, you just jumped right in there. You're like, I'm good with Maddox. Let's run with that.
Either one's fine, but yeah, I think Maddox, I mean, just depends on the type of interview you want to do. You want to do a Maddox-style interview, it'll be more
this is off the rails already
like
immediately.
It's crazy because with Maddox,
depends what type of interview you want to do.
Where the internet is today, you were one of the original.
What is the different type that he can do? Is there a version where he's like in character talking? We saw the Maddox is fuck whales.
Yeah.
Where he's just himself with no jokes, unironically defining things that homosexuals are offended by with no jokes at all or satire.
Punk rock bands that developed into what it is today. Everyone knows Joe Rogan, and you look at the early, episodes that he was doing, it was sort of your template of just, going online.
What?
Doing stuff that entertains yourself for your friends. And letting it grow organically.
Oh, God.
You doing that without any advertising blew up to, millions of
now he's interested.
Viewers every day coming to your site.
Oh, you clearly did your research.
Definitely has to blow up your ego.
I'm
that
very into this interview.
Excited.
Oh, look at that.
That's making an assumption I didn't already have an ego. So, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a wild ride. But I think you hit on a very important aspect of all of this, which is I am entertaining myself first and foremost. So whatever I find entertaining, I just do. And then if other people find entertaining, great.
They
come along for the ride. And usually that seems to be the case.
Well, usually, yeah. What the fuck universe is he living in?
I don't know, but he's he's definitely entertaining us.
Yeah. I didn't think this would be interesting, but...
A genesis of any true art that worth a damn comes from is somebody's making something that they like.
Yeah, and before I even jump into... because I emailed you some questions about some movies that I'd love to talk.
Okay, let's see what he likes then. Right? Maddox, as you know, last month, right when we wrapped up our bonus episode, released his new character, Matty Locks. Here's one for Banana Docs, though, with you. Before we get onto the dirty, dirty Matty Locks stuff. Here's Banana Docs, obviously sloshed, responding to what he would do. He's talking about his girlfriend. I guess this old lady eating a banana is Matty. That's a lady, yeah. Is Banana Docs' girlfriend? So someone in chat asked Banana Docs what he would do if someone was someone dated his girlfriend. I mean, this might be it, Sean. I'm going to try to make it bigger so you can see. Nope, doesn't work like that. All right. Here we go.
Ego Distill says, what would you do if Sally saw other fruit? I don't know. I'd probably lose my shit. I'd probably just have a meltdown. Normal stuff.
This whole thing is the confessional booth.
Fucking meltdown. Thanks for asking. Ego Distill says, what would you do if Sally saw other fruit? I don't know.
It's crazy how honest he is.
I'd probably lose my shit. I'd probably just have a meltdown.
Yeah.
you know, normal stuff. I would just flip out and have a huge fucking meltdown. Thanks for asking.
He's just like barely keeping it.
Have a huge fucking meltdown. Yeah. Well.
God.
I mean, that's true.
It's crazy.
That banana
He's just
dot.
Like, that's... It's like if he plays another character, then he just is honest like 100% of the time.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah. Here is, here's Draculox. Let's see if
Oh, Draculox.
See what he's like. Have a huge meltdown. Okay, here's Draculox.
Have a huge fucking meltdown. I don't know. I'd probably just get in the car and just drive till I hit water and then just keep driving. I don't know.
It's got to be satisfying for him to say.
Yeah.
Right? What would you do if your girlfriend was dating other fruit? Have a huge fucking meltdown. Yeah.
God, I wish someone would just commit me.
He's like the beaver, that Mel Gibson movie where he's expressing himself through that stupid puppet. I didn't see it, but that's the synopsis.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't either.
Keep going, man. You can break through this.
You know what happens if you try to summon Draculox. You keep saying his name like that. Next thing you know, that dry bitch is going to show up in my chat stream.
Oh, well, Banana Docs. Here I am, big boy. I'm here to suck your blood. Hey, Banana Docs. I know you can't answer me because I'm taking over your stream, big boy. Why don't you put me in your fruit cup?
Classic Dracula catchphrase, right?
Come on, big boy. Give an old man a break. Put me in your fruit cup, big boy. Let me. No,
big boy, that,
get the
that's
fuck
just
out
coming
of your
to
drag-
him.
Why?
Big boy.
The most easy accent to do. Blood, Dracula, I want to suck your blood, right?
Sure. I mean, everybody knows who you're doing if you do it like that, right? Right.
Hey, big boy. Hey, he's like a prostitute, boy. Dracula.
What?
Hey, big boy. You want to party, big boy?
Yeah. Blah. Catchphrase. Dracula needs a catchphrase.
Dracula, you dry bitch. You creep. Get the heck on out of here. What an ass. Get out of here.
Okay, all right. What's the next one?
This is insane.
Yeah. Oh, here's... I went on Twitter and... I went on Twitch and tried to host him.
Oh.
To get him more viewers. Like, I really want this to succeed. You know that.
Yeah.
And I had to... I thought if I followed him, it might let me. But I forgot that it pops up if you follow somebody. Here's that.
Okay.
I gotta readjust everything on my desktop because you guys are fucking with me. You guys are fucking with me.
I think he's just drunk. Like, he's drunk every time, I think.
A lot of typing followed that suddenly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I think he's drunk, too. Okay, here's... I'm going to do all the banana doxes, and then I'll do Maddie Locks.
They're fucking classic.
Yeah.
Mega Roses, I saw my friends hop on naked when I was younger, and I think it messed me up. Me, too. Mega Bro 5000. I saw a big old titty when I was a kid. My friend's mom was running around her house. She was looking for her cigarettes. Me and my friend hid her cigarettes from her because we were trying to get her to stop smoking. So we were hiding her cigarettes and playing little pranks on her. We were sticking little twigs and things in her packs of cigarettes. And
she was so pissed off.
Man.
She needed one so bad.
One
she's
day she
naked.
Came home, she forgot to cover her titties. She was running around there, flapping around everywhere like my peels. I was like, hey, man. He goes, yeah, what's up, Banana Rocks? I'm like, I think your mom's tits are showing. He goes, oh, yeah, she does that sometimes. She didn't give a fuck. That's right.
Need her fucking smokes.
That's right.
You fucking hit her Newports from her. You're in deep shit.
Were her tits out?
Apparently so.
Naked?
She needed
running around looking for cigarettes and they're replacing them with sticks and twigs?
Whatever, I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Give me my goddamn Newports.
This one's called Talking Gibberish.
Come on, we're going to Marshall's.
How does everything sound? Does everything sound okay?
Oh, was any of that English? What the fuck was that?
No.
Oh, man.
He's too drunk. This is just doing what... What did he say in the interview? I just do what I like, and if people watch, then that's cool.
Well, I mean, you know, he's kind of doing it. People are watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, true. More people are watching it when we watch it, but...
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah.
Here's more Draculox.
Oh, good.
What do you think this is? Do you think this is just some kind of bizarre nonsense where vampires just show up whenever the heck? Oh, well, Banana Boy.
Banana Boy.
Here I am. Ready to suck your neck. And eat Oxman's nuts. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, a lovely creature. Well, big old smooch for you, big girl. How do you like that, Banana Dox? You think you can keep me away, huh? You can't do anything about me.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fucking you guys did it now. You summon that dry bitch, Draculox, in here. The fuck out of here, Draculox. You real dastardly. You guys, just knock it off.
It's like a kids show for retarded adults.
Sally. Yeah.
Oh, Sally, that was a close call. He was coming after my Sally. You leave her alone.
Screaming nonsensically for hours.
It's just completely stream of consciousness. Just whatever pops in his head. Oh, okay. So weird.
Here's Matty Logs. Oh,
where do you go from? Where do you go from there?
Matty Logs. I'm a gamer girl. Welcome to my chat stream. Don't forget to follow and subscribe and buy everything on my wish list.
Okay, let's get a little more meat on this one.
Bovester says, you don't have a 120 volt vibrator. You have to plug into the wall, Matty Logs. No, I don't. I use a regular vibrator. Thanks. Maybe I'll just get one of those vibrators that you guys can control from the internet. That's an OnlyFans thing for sure. I'll give everyone in the chat room access to my vibrator so you guys can all control my vibrator at the same time.
Just thinking, that's a really good idea.
I think so.
That's a really good idea I just had. Now I can get out.
This is fucked. This is really fucked. What's going on here?
Now I can stop playing Fall Guy or whatever.
Yeah. Ah, God. Okay. Preferred identity, this one says.
Go along with it. Jeff Baldwin says, hi, Matty Logs. You should join Tinder. I hear you're single. Well, I am. But I don't know. Can you sign up for Tinder with a, if you're bisexual or pansexual, or as I like to say, sapiosexual, my preferred identity. I'm only interested in people's minds. Let's see. What if...
Okay. Still a writer.
Cyberpath says Maddox is an e-girl now. Well, no, he's not. Maddox is still a writer, and I'm an e-girl. I am Maddox. Oh, yeah. We're different people.
Are you a writer anymore, bud? Yeah. I mean, is this like, is there ever does it expire at some point?
Does what?
Like being a writer?
If I mean, if you haven't written.
Yeah.
If you have, yeah.
In like
yeah,
a long yeah, yeah. time. Can you
yeah,
say
it does.
If you've, you're a streamer now.
Yeah.
Not a writer, I don't think.
Yeah. At one point in his life, my dad was a professional drummer. He's not, you know not, what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, then he did other things.
Right.
But, yeah, you
what
don't...
Oh, Pete Best, you don't what, say, do you, what do you do? You, I'm a Beatle. Like, yeah. I don't know
right.
about that, bud.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Watching himself.
Oh, Boost Kenobi, thank you for this clip. Let's see what this this new Boost Kenobi clip is. Boost Kenobi's my little clip helper. He's definitely a white knight.
And this Banger is making me uncomfortable.
Wow. Oh, sorry, Banger. I might have to, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this one. This one looks like
he's
a popsicle.
He's very relaxed.
Yeah.
If you're curious about internal stimulation, boy, aren't we all, this is the vibrator for you. It's angled, rounded head slips comfortably inside you. And the two pulsation modes are designed with maximum pleasure in mind. It's super soft to the touch. So also works for an external massage. That's what I like to do. Sometimes right after I get done jacking it all day, I like to give myself a massage with the same dildo. Or or a gentle buildup. And it's waterproof, so it can accompany you on a adventure from bed to bath.
Smile.
That's what I like.
Hope and optimism
hey,
returns.
Thanks, Muscadobi. That's a great clip. I'm going to send that to my mom. Last week.
Oh, my God. All right. I think Maddie Locks is too uncomfortable for me.
I'm just watching, like, the way he's sitting, listening to, you know, someone else talk.
Yeah.
Or him read to himself. And he just has this really, it's almost like he's being interviewed on a late show. Like, he has this really, like, kind of serene and interested look on his face. Like, he's very, very comfortable. Like, he's been there, done that a million times. It's it's
really fascinating.
It's fascinating.
It's like practiced.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, very.
I don't know, man. Like,
okay, I think I have a couple more Maddie Loxes. Then we can do the Oxmads and do some voicemails.
I love Oxmad.
Me too. He's great. He's the best one.
Banana Docs is like an even worse towel-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Banana Docs will give you the real story, though, of what's going on inside his head.
Right. Well, yes.
Oxmad will just rip on him.
Right.
And Maddie Locks, I think, is what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Getting kind of thick, not gonna lie.
And Dracula Locks is just a gay person, I think.
Yeah. Thank you, Junipero. So nice of you to say I am a thick girl. Ed Banger says, I'm respectfully asking, do you like being choked, Maddie Locks? Okay, Ed Banger, since you asked respectfully, of course, I'm a modern girl. Kappa says, why no dick scented candles, sexist? They might actually have that. You know what? On Goop, they have the vagina scented candles. I love it. I love sniffing my own pussy all day long. It's my favorite scent.
That's odd. It's too much. Maddie Locks is not. Maddie Locks is too much. I can't. It's too weird. It's too weird. Let's see what Oxmad has.
Guys, I have to introduce somebody. I'm going to get to the comments in just a second, but it's been a long time coming, and I think you know who it is, but I'd like to introduce y'all to a very special guest of mine, and it's a pleasure to introduce her. Her name is Maddie Locks. Maddie Locks, where are you at,
sweetheart? Why is his shit playing back to him? Is he listening on his fucking speakers, and it's shows coming back to him? What the fuck are you doing?
Why don't you say hi to everyone?
Oh, no, because look, he did like a throw it to himself, and he fucked it up.
Because
now that was recorded, and this is live.
Yeah, okay.
It's like public access, but just the worst.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Maddie Locks.
See, there's no echo there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's so nice of you.
Yeah.
You made a video, Oxmad, and then it's talking to his video.
Remember when he used to care about, like, you know, what was going into his stuff? He would just, like, everything was crafted. And,
When he made a flow chart to have a meeting with me to tell me how I was how my decisions were so bad that I was fucking up the show.
Yeah.
Man, let me see if I can find that right now.
Sure.
We had to have a big meeting, and he made a fucking flow chart that he was going to show me and point to me how when I thought of an idea for the biggest problem, I needed to run it through his flow chart. And it was like, does this help the con? Does this help? If not, go back to step one and think of a new fucking idea.
Yeah, that's insane.
Let me see if I have that. I'm going to pause this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're now. I'm going to have to put in some real looking for that. So when he cared. And now we're doing
this
cutaway like a Family Guy joke.
It's, yeah.
You know, let's see him do his video talking to himself.
It's a pleasure to introduce you, Maddie Locks. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. But before you do, I also have one other very special guest who'd like to say a word to you. If you guys would just please oblige. I think you know him.
all the work that went into that, yeah. and he can't get rid of that audio echo.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Is it Banana Docs?
Banana Docs, where are you at? Banana Docs, come on out here. Come on out here, Banana Docs. Camp. I love Banana Docs.
Oh, hey! Oh, hey, Matt and Ox, thank you for the introduction, Ox Man. I love you. Hi, Matt and Ox.
Oh, I love you too.
Hey. Anyway, I want to give you a.
I can't even laugh at this. It's so fucking. It's just puzzling.
Like scripting it out. Like,
what is going on?
A very warm welcome to your very first ever stream. I hope it's a good one.
That audio.
I'm sorry.
The loop just fucking makes it that much funnier.
I'm going to introduce myself as a girl tonight. So I'm going to make a bunch of intro videos from my other selves.
Right.
Introducing me to the audience. Is that as funny as I think it is? I don't know why I think it's so
no,
funny.
It is, but it's like...
Anyway, I want to give you a little bit of some notes, some beginner notes. I guess some tips on
character.
How to make things go smoothly. First of all...
Yeah, please.
Like,
just give everyone a big old smooch on the hand. Right. And then call them big boys. They like it when you call them big boys. Anyway, that's it. Well, I'll be in Uncle Oxman's holster if you need it.
Did he miss a line?
Have fun. Have a good stream.
I don't even know. That's what's going on in his head. Like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he just hears that sound. And he's trying to talk over it.
Okay,
that's why nothing
wow,
makes sense.
What an introduction. Thanks, guys. Hello, everyone. I'm Matty Lox. We're finally doing it. This is my first ever real stream.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're... Oh, hang on. We're going to screw up. Hey, everyone, we're actually doing this. Hi, I'm Matty Lox. Let me know how the audio sounds.
It's great.
Oh, boy, I didn't get a chance to read any of the comments before. Let me go ahead and read that.
Let's do a cold read.
You guys don't know me. I am Maddox's niece. And I've been wanting to stream for a long time. There's a lot of girls on Twitch, and I know it's very competitive, but... Here I am, nonetheless. I want to, I think I can make
Southern.
A little niche for myself. And,
yeah.
Oh, hang on. Is the audio off? Can you guys hear me okay?
I'm having some problems. All right.
Oh, my God.
That's wild, man. No, I'm not going to play. Let me see if anybody else has some. There's guy. I know an Oxmad went on Tinder.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. These
we'll do
are
voicemails.
Very funny in a, like, some are just